Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.
Fueled by Frank and Honest Gourmet Coffee. The perfect blend to kickstart your day. Barista quality coffee available at Centra and Supervalue.
Now, God, in case you've been living under a rock, you can't escape it. The US presidential election took place yesterday and our stateside reporter Rebecca O'Neill is here to give us the lowdown. Rebecca, how's it going?
Just fantastic. Good morning. Just brilliant. Yeah, great.
Happy birthday, by the way. Was it your birthday yesterday?
Oh, gosh. Yes, it was. What a wonderful way to celebrate. I think I've always had impeccable timing.
You
so, yeah,
do.
It's one I'll remember.
One you'll definitely remember. Now, listen, in the early hours of this morning, Trump falsely claimed victory without evidence, declaring we have already won and threatened Supreme Court action over continued counting of ballots. Let's have a listen to what he had to say. Here we go.
This is a major fraud in our nation. We want the law to be used in a proper manner. So we'll be going to the U.S. Supreme Court. We want all voting to stop. We don't want them to find any ballots at 4 o'clock in the morning and add them to the list. To me, this is a very sad moment, and we will win this. And we, as far as I'm concerned, we already have won it. So I just want to thank you.
That's pretty scary, that clip right there, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, look, America, right, holding its breath as the world watches in this historic election.
Yeah.
You know, it's not over till it's over. That could take days. And we did kind of tee that up earlier on in the week, Jen. I mean, chaotic enough, right? Nope, it's not. We get this thrown in the mix. So should we really be that surprised given the year? No. But I mean, everyone has condemned this right across the board on all sides of the political spectrum.
Good.
The consensus is all votes should be counted. Trump has not won the election, you know, and the response has been that it's highly irresponsible for him to say so. And also saying, you know, just because a vote comes in and is counted, it does not make it fake. You know, and again, this year, let's not forget, there's a lot more complexity to this because,
yeah,
the global pandemic,
yeah,
right? So there's going to be more mail-in voting. There's going to be more early in-person voting, which,
yeah,
is fantastic because, you know, people don't want to catch a deadly virus. So there's a lot of complexity around this kind of on top of everything that's emerged overnight.
And in contrast to that absolute mess, Joe Biden was calm. He made a speech asking Americans to be patient, but also said he was confident that he would be victorious. Let's have a listen to him.
I'm here to tell you tonight, we believe we're on track to win this election.
Yes.
We knew because of the unprecedented early vote and the mail-in vote, that it's going to take a while. We're going to have to be patient until the hard work of tallying the votes is finished. And it ain't over till every vote is counted. Every ballot is counted.
It ain't over till it's over. But his campaign manager isn't happy, is that right?
That is correct. And I don't blame her, really, after the antics that have emerged tonight. So Jen O'Malley Dillon, she issued a strongly worded statement to media shortly after Trump's speech, which,
okay,
again, can I just say, is coming from the White House, which is highly unusual. You know, typically it would be in a hotel. And again, that's kind of the blurring of Trump's presidency,
mm-hmm,
still kind of saying, yes, you know, I'm the president, and using that in the White House. But anyway, so she came out with a very strongly worded statement, and I will quote you a bit of it to get a feel for it. The president's statement tonight about trying to shut down the counting of duly cast ballots was outrageous, unprecedented, incorrect. It's a naked effort to take away the democratic rights of American citizens. The counting will not stop. You know, and it's not up. And again, like that's what Biden was saying. It's not up to them to call this election.
Yeah. Trump wasn't having any of it, though. Shocker. What's the story with his tweet in response to this? It was even flagged by Facebook and Twitter.
Yeah, he's going to his personal mouthpiece. I mean, where it would be interesting to see how his presidency would have played out prior to Twitter, wouldn't it? So he tweeted, "We are up big, caps. But they are trying to steal, cap locks again, the election. We will never let them do it. Votes cannot be cast after the polls are closed." So again, stirring it up, you know, trying to, like he has been all along, cast that,
yeah,
doubt and just, you know, stir
just
it up.
Just acting crazy.
You know, you were kind of running out of words. But yes, Facebook and Twitter, they flagged it and they said that it was, you know, fake news, completely false. Don't pay any heed to this. So it was actually blocked. It was hidden.
Okay, good. Listen, what is the latest now with the count?
Yeah, getting there. What a night. What a night. So it's like the thing is that everyone's kind of freaking out, no doubt, because it has been a very stressful time. But, you know, there's still it doesn't mean that we're not going to have a clear winner. You know, there is still going to be a clear winner. For sure.
Okay. So, well, you did say that when I spoke to you at the beginning of the week. You said, listen, you couldn't call it. Nobody can call it, really. It's going to be very tight. But listen, this election has been a first in terms of misinformation and conspiracy theories being brought into the mainstream, which we saw last night big time with Marjorie Taylor Greene, a supporter of the pro-Trump conspiracy theory, won a House seat in Georgia. Here's her election victory speech. Let's have a listen to this.
I will fight harder than anyone else to defend your freedoms and hold them accountable and fight hard to make sure that Nancy Pelosi and the squad and the radical Democrats in the House do not steal anything away from America. Because this country was never, ever meant to be a socialist nation.
This candidate has gotten some major heat and well deserved at that for her past statements. Quite a frightening development there, Rebecca, especially when you look at just some of the awful things she's put out there in the past, right?
Absolutely. And apologies there. I lost you for a second. I am back. I had a bit of a technology meltdown, which is just fantastic.
That happens.
Yes,
we're talking about Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Back out to Marjorie and I'll give you the full update then. Marjorie Taylor Greene. Well, look, again, what an extraordinary time bringing the conspiracy theories into the mainstream. So
yeah.
Greene has come out. She's gotten a lot of heat, like I said. She's claimed in online videos that Black and Hispanic men are being held back by, quote, gangs and dealing drugs. She's alleged a, quote, Islamic invasion of government offices. She's accused a Jewish billionaire of collaborating with Nazis. And you're embracing QAnon, which is a far-right US conspiracy theory centered around the, let's call it as it is, the debunked belief that Trump's fighting a secret campaign against deep state enemies and a child sex trafficking ring. You know, satanic pedophiles and cannibals. She's posted a lot recently, videos, posts all over the place online. She's really attacked everything from the Black Lives Matter movement, the use of face masks with the coronavirus. You know, after these comments came to light, not surprisingly, she was condemned, but she was welcomed into the fold by Trump. He's been plugging her a lot, giving her a lot of attention, and Republicans have been welcoming her with open arms. You know, and that's an interesting turn.
Yeah.
We'll have to see how it'll play out with the conspiracy theories.
Now, we spoke on Monday about Pennsylvania because, you know, I have a sister who lives there. So what's going on there? It was a massively important state, wasn't it, for results? But we won't get results there for a few days. Is that right?
Yes, that is it. And that is what we had kind of talked about. So
ideal. Is that ideal?
Ideal. Yeah. It is absolutely ideal. Yeah, that's just how we're going. And let me just take you quickly. Yeah. So it's looking like it's going to be Friday.
Right.
If we're lucky. So their official came out last night and said, look, it's going to take 2 or 3 days. But again, this isn't new news. Like, this was always going to happen with their rules. It's different in every state, of course, lovely and confusing. Mm. When they're allowed to start, when they can count, it still has to be done manually before it's fed into machine. It's a time consuming thing and one that has to be done correctly and one that is watched closely to ensure it is. But she came out and said they'd have an update at 9 a.m. this morning. That's my time here. But really, it is going to take a few days. And let me just bring you up to speed
on
where we are at. OK, so that's the thing. Biden still has a clear path to victory. He still has that. So, you know, the magic number here is 270. He's standing at 224. So that's the very latest. We've got Trump at 213. So CNN have projected and the networks are going along that he had won the battleground states, you know, Ohio, Florida, big wins. If Biden had won even Florida, it would have been a totally different scenario. Mm. It would have given us that, you know, avoiding this kind of nightmarish scenario of having to wait and have it tick on and the uncertainty. But right now, all eyes are on and you know, the networks are going full on here. I had to laugh earlier. I heard you playing the music. I was like, my nerves are shot. I know it's just nonstop with the stings. When I clicked on, I was like, oh gosh, yeah, it's fantastic.
What do you mean, but, like these stings?
Yes.
It's like heart-inducing. So that's the CNN. Yeah, that's the CNN. That's just terrifying. And then you have Fox.
I know. I'm sorry. No, I know. Thank you. I should know better to say. But I mean, right now, so everyone's focused. We've got Arizona, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin. They've become increasingly crucial. And I know they've been kind of called, but, you know, it's not over till it's over. You have to be very careful here. And what's interesting as well, actually, is that if Biden gets Wisconsin, right, that is going to be absolutely fantastic for him, because then he's going to, oh no, apologies, Biden, Michigan.
Yeah.
He is going to be able to get straight to the Electoral College without going near Philly. So okay. That would be, you know, give him again just a clearer path.
So there's still hope, because I think people are feeling a little deflated. I know when I opened up Twitter and came in this morning, I was like, oh no, my American friends, they were like, oh no, what are we going to do? It looks awful. But there's still hope. But with so much uncertainty, something that was agreed on by all was the massive turnout at the polls, like record breaking, in fact. Can you fill us in there?
Yeah, it was fantastic, really. And that's kind of what I think people on all sides are taking heart with, that the enthusiasm for this election. And again, against that backdrop, I mean, you know, over 225,000 Americans have lost their lives here over the last few months from corona. The cases are still rising at an alarming rate, no more than anywhere. But I mean, the numbers here, you know, for USA number one was really frightening. So it's broken all records since as far back as 1908.
Wow.
And, you know, even last week they were calling the early voting, right, had already been in so many states. It was a clear, clear majority, had already been way more than the full total of the last election. Mm. And, you know, Democrats are saying that Biden is just overall, he seems to be more popular. America just was not ready for a female president. And he has seemed to get out the vote more than Hillary did. You know, okay. There's so many people that are voting for the first time that haven't ever taken part in an election here in the States.
Yeah, like many voters who made their way to the packed polls this year, it was their first time voting ever. Kanye revealed that he was one of them. Need I ask who he voted for?
I know. Drum roll. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Kanye. So to be fair to him, he did admit defeat. We're not going to have to wait. He's not going to have to count his votes. We're not going to have that. So he made the concession in a tweet. Now, he did appear in the ballot in 12 states. So, you know, I didn't think he'd get a lot of people here did not think that he would even make the ballot in many states. So he went after it hard. You know, it was something he believed in. He tweeted, "Welp." Caps locks. Kanye 2024. I love that. Welp. I think it's a good word to be using this morning, you know, as America wakes up, holding its breath and on this absolute knife edge. And I think that's what a lot of people are going to be worried about here on the ground. Again, regardless of what side you're on, there was, I suppose, this kind of hope that this would heal America, you know, and that it would kind of bring everybody together and bring that rift together. But really, when it's, you know, it's because it's become so close to the wire and it's on such a thin margin, I mean, neither side are happy with it. And more than that, you know, I think it's just going to be very difficult for, you know, for America really to come back. Like, it's going to take a while to do it. You know, I mean, you have Tucker Carlson of Fox coming out and saying, is this a free country if you're too scared to express your views? Again, like we see, like the, you know, the help warning with the polls are again underestimating Trump, because people won't admit him. And then on the other side, it's a lot of hurt and sadness. You know, the people who have been peacefully protesting and campaigning here for social justice, racial equality, you know, the fact that it is so close, human rights, all the rights, okay? The fact that it's so close is difficult. Van Jones, actually, the CNN pundit, he voiced it very emotionally, got very emotional there not so long ago, and he said, you know, while a political victory is still possible for the Democrats, a moral victory over Trumpism has evaporated. And, you know, that's really hurting people. And I think a lot of people are going to be waking up with those thoughts again on both sides of the political spectrum.
But looking at a positive, a big win in the Senate race in Delaware for Sarah McBride, who became the first transgender state senator in U.S. history. I mean, this is a big win for the LGBTQ plus community who Trump has repeatedly attacked.
Absolutely. And that said, he's just, you know, just one of the communities that have come in for his ire, and really some awful and upsetting things for the community here to deal with. Mm. So she was delighted, obviously. In a tweet marking her win, she said, "We did it. We won the general election. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you." So a very nice, modest
tweet.
Not anxiety-inducing tweet. Yeah, I know. We're kind of applauding people for being normal and nice.
Like, oh, but
isn't that lovely?
Well, look, whatever happens, it's going to be over hopefully Friday, yeah? We'll know for sure.
Well, look, I mean, yeah.
Is it ever going to be over? I hope if Biden wins, he has a magic wand for the country, which I don't think he has. But I suppose only time will tell what is going to happen. Stay safe, Rebecca. Enjoy your birthday. And this is for you.
Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.